Bristol Bay Red King crab is a major moneymaker for Alaska, and this year it's expected to bring fishermen about $60 million. Industry players say that amount could be even higher if pirate fishing weren't distorting the international market. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
The phrase international organized crime suggests a lot of things, like weapons trafficking or drug smuggling. Now, if you're involved in the seafood business, there's a chance that pirate fishing might even come to mind. Industry watchers say that more and more illegally caught king crab is showing up in the U.S., and that's hurting Alaska fisheries.
This year, for every legal crab that comes in the United States, there's probably two or three illegal crab that come in.
That's Jake Jacobson. He's the director of the Intercooperative Exchange, which represents most of the Bering Sea crab fleet. In 2011, his boats were getting more than $10 a pound for Bristol Bay Red King crab. Now, the base price is $7.25. While that number may change, it's not expected to beat last year's record high for a few reasons. For one, buyers aren't as skittish. In 2011, the quota was practically cut in half, and there was speculation that the fishery could even be closed down the road. This year, the amount fishermen can catch is about the same, at 8 million pounds, and panic has subsided. Alaska king crab is also seeing more international competition. Faced with a shrinking supply of Alaska product, American and Japanese buyers increasingly turn to Russia. While a lot of that product is being caught legally, plenty of it isn't. Here's Bill Giles, a deputy special agent in charge with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The amount that's being imported into the United States far exceeds the quota that's being allowed to be taken out of Russian waters.
According to data compiled by Seafood.com, reported king crab landings in Russia have gone up 3 million pounds over last year. Meanwhile, over 9 million pounds have been imported to the United States and Japan over the same time period. Giles says that it's hard to separate the legal crab from the contraband. A lot of it's processed through third-party countries and then effectively laundered into the market. He says that when NOAA enforcement makes busts, it's often because of help from Russian agents. Like in 2010, when the agency was able to seize a shipment of blue king crab coming into Seattle.
The agents started working on it, identified some anomalies in the import documents, and they took the information, contacted the Russian border guard, and said, do these vessels have this much quota? And they came back and told us that one vessel is supposed to have been scrapped or taken out of service. The other ones had a little bit of quota, but not nearly of what was accredited to them on the shipping documents.
While NOAA already has the authority to seize contraband fish, Alaska's Senate delegation is making a push to tighten pirate fishing rules. Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski have co-sponsored the Pirate Fishing Elimination Act, which would ban vessels suspected of illegal fishing from entering U.S. ports. The bill made it out of committee in August. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.